You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's 6:30. You're tuning into the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I'm your host for the evening, Jimmy Moyaha, and we're taking a look at the Joburg Mining Indaba taking place today and tomorrow in Johannesburg. I'm joined on the line by the Director of Dispute Resolution at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, Burton Meyer, to take a look at this event. Burton, thanks so much for taking the time. Obviously, we got that mining report early in the week from PwC around the performance and the state of the mining sector, but From the Indaba, can you give us a sense of what the feeling is like at the Indaba? What's been tabled for discussion at this year's or at this particular Indaba, and what the expectation is that the mining sector wants to put forward?
Yes, hi Jimmy. Thanks so much for inviting me and to join in on the discussion. There was a lot of people from industry at the Indaba. The DMRE was present, Minister Gwede Mantashe was present, and really just fruitful discussions in regard to the state of the mining industry and the way forward. And I think that the emphasis, if one has to put a catchphrase, was on collaboration between the stakeholders, which would include government, the industry players, as well as labor. And really, how do we move forward and how do we reverse a trajectory which is a negative growth as opposed to ideally having a positive growth? So that was really the upshot over the past 2 days. And that was really the catchphrase was collaboration. But at the same time, with a focus on the real issues that are facing the mining industry and the stakeholders, which we're aware of, which is the energy crisis, the logistics and infrastructure within the country, and then obviously the crime and corruption and how we address those issues. And that was really, if one had to put the focus of the Indaba, that would kind of be the focus in a nutshell.
Burton, you mentioned that the future of mining was something that would obviously come into focus today and tomorrow. I wonder, have the conversations sort of been shifting towards the cleaner energy side of it and that sort of thing? We've seen that certain commodities have come under pressure, but at the same time, there's been a huge conversation from the government around the just energy transition and that sort of thing. Is that conversation sort of echoed through into the mining Indaba to say, looking ahead to sustainability of our operations beyond 3 to 5 to 10 years, this is something we have to keep in mind?
100%. And that was something, the energy crisis was definitely a focus in order to, you know, by the 2050, 2030, 2040, to be in a position where we're at a net zero in regard to carbonization and carbon emissions. And so, you know, the focus was really on how do we achieve that? What is the roadmap going forward? Because one can't transition from the old to the new overnight. The old being, you know, the coal-powered power stations, and the new being renewable energies, wind, solar, which would avoid any carbon emissions. And so really the focus was, how do we get there? Because we can't just transition overnight. We need coal to run our power stations at the moment to have a reliable source. But at the same time, we need to create a platform where there are renewables, where mining is investing in renewables, wind, solar being the major two. And so there is definitely a focus. A lot of the mining industry and the mining houses, in fact, gave insight to the projects that they're busy with, wind farms, solar farms, and a huge amount of investment that is going into this area of their business so that they can create a sustainable business going forward with zero carbon emissions. And so that is definitely a focus, and we will have to watch the space in the next few years as to how it unfolds and how pragmatically we move forward.
Burton, before I let you go, obviously the mining sector is such a big contributor in terms of job creation, in terms of actual contribution towards our economy as a whole and that sort of thing. Obviously these sorts of events and these sorts of Indabas are important for the industry to come together and discuss the issues that affect them. But how do you then translate all of this into actionable steps to move forward, because things like the commodities pricing where we're sitting at the moment are not making it any easier for mining companies to operate. And these strategies are obviously things that need to be put in place to mitigate against whatever can be mitigated against.
Yeah, it's not 100%. And look, I think one needs to be aware of the fact that the commodity prices is cyclical. And so one hopes that it's a short cycle. And what we're finding, and one of the things that came out of the Indaba, was that, you know, the cycles in terms of pricing, no matter which commodity you're dealing with, PGMs, gold, etc., you know, the cycles are getting shorter, but they're becoming more volatile. And so, you know, there are various ways in which we're looking to address those cycles, you know, and that comes back to the issue of collaboration. It comes back to the issue of, you know, are we diversifying into the areas where there is growth, where there is a need for critical minerals. And that is something that came up in the Indaba, is that we're going to see a move to critical minerals because of the change globally that is happening, by way of example, moving away from diesel combustion and petrol combustion to electronic or electric motor vehicles, which is going to require a lot of lithium, it's going to require chrome, it's going to require nickel, and all of these, what they're calling the green metals, is going to require a diversification within the mining industry. There's going to be a change and a shift in terms of the minerals that are mined in order to shift with global change and with the pressure that is being placed on mining houses for climate change, et cetera, et cetera. So all of these are going to impact on the way that business is done, and there are going to be material changes in the way that business is done, which will impact on the bottom line. And it's a slow process. It's not going to be a quick change, but it is definitely something that industry is alive to and at planning for the future, and for the benefit not only of the country, but also for the benefit of the individuals within the organizations and within the mining houses.
Thanks so much, Burton. That's Burton Mayer, who is the Director of Dispute Resolution at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, giving us a sense of the mining Indaba that began today that will extend through to tomorrow in Johannesburg, what's on the agenda of discussion points, as well as what the mining industry and mining sector plans to do with the mining sector going forward.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.